Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to my Real Country for yet another week. Now, before we get into what's on the show, don't forget to give me a buzz on the request line. Anytime, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. This week, I am out and about again up in beautiful Hervey Bay, and the weather is absolutely amazing. Now, down to the important stuff. What's on the show this week? The Bobcats, Jasmine Ray, Johnny Cash, and a little something new from a girl called Sarah Evans. Also, you can't miss my chat with Drew McAllister from McAllister Kemp, and the boys from Florida Georgia Line cruise in as well. But now to something absolutely new from the Rockhampton duo, known for their gifted storytelling, soaring harmonies, and being all-round nice blokes. I'm talking about Busby Moreau. This is their new track, Get You Out of Here.
I screamed your name out to the top of the night. You said, do you think you could hear a sound with no one inside? Turned on the weather, joined up the stars and the clouds. You said tonight is a night that great stories are written about. And all you need to know, I'll get you out of here. All you need to know, keep me in line, and as hard as it seems, we will be there one step at a time. And all you need to know, I'll get you out of here. All you need to know, sail to south. Before you leave the shores, I'll be there building our own treehouse. And I'll scream your name out to the top of the night. And you'll say, do you think you could hear a sound with no one inside? And all you need to know,
make it easy on you. Just don't say we can still be friends. I've already got plenty of them. I'm gonna love you if I want to. I'm gonna need you if I need to. Baby, no, you can't tell me what to do. Gonna want you if I want to.
Was Jasmine Ray with If I Want To, the title track from her top album, available on iTunes and all good record stores. Now, I couldn't visit Hervey Bay without playing a track from a band that impressed me no end on the main stage at the Muster. I'm talking about the Bobcats. I just love the songwriting and stories from these guys, and the title track of their latest album is a wondrous example. This is the Bobcats, Underneath the Hat, on Real Country.
He was a farmer, sheep and wheat. He wore no socks with his boots. He wore faded shirts with the sleeves cut out, and a hat that was a part of him, as the calluses on his hands that he'd carried through fires, floods and drought. Well, he passed on a good while back, but I hold his memory close, 'cause he taught me a love of the land, and I thank him for that. In many country bars I see him again, every time I come across a sweat-stained hat. 'Cause where there's a sweat line, there'll be dust and dirt and grain, and a brim bent down to keep off the sun, and maybe a rip or a hole with untold stains. And there's a redneck line on the forehead where it's always sat, and many stories in the lines on the face underneath the hat. Well, there's something about a working hat, a comfort thing, I guess. And whether you're pushing the mob or cutting up posts, like an old friend at the bar or a favorite guitar, and a new hat just don't come close. Yeah, where there's a sweat line, there'll be dust and dirt and grain, and a brim bent down to keep off the sun, and maybe a rip or a hole with untold stains. And there's a redneck line on the forehead where it's always sat, and many stories in the lines on the face underneath the hat. Well, in the evening he don't throw it on a hook at the bottom of the stairs. No, he places it on the hook with a little care. 'Cause where there's a sweat line, there'll be dust and dirt and grain, and a brim bent down to keep off the sun, and maybe a rip or a hole with untold stains. And there's a redneck line on the forehead where it's always sat. And many stories in the lines on the face underneath the hat. Yeah, the stories in the lines on the face match the scars on the hat.
And here's country music's top duo.
Big and Rich? Are we Big and Rich?
No, we don't have a top hat.
McAllister Kemp? Are we McAllister Kemp?
No, we don't have an F-650.
I mean, the real top duo in country music. You are...
The Bobcats!
You're listening to Ben Sorensen's...
Real Country.
Behind the Wheel's giving you the chance to be a winner once again. This time we have DVD and Blu-ray copies of the new Australian comedy, Save Your Legs.
If you don't play cricket, I guess it's hard to understand, but the moment I first picked up a bat, I knew this was my game.
Save Your Legs is a comic odyssey from the suburbs to the subcontinent.
You need a team, I have a team.
I need a quality team to take her India.
India?
India.
India.
India. India.
That is genius, I am in.
For your chance to win Save Your Legs on DVD or Blu-ray, all you need to do is head to our website, behindthewheel.com.au, and sign up for our email newsletter. Good luck.
$10 free is pretty good, but what if you turned that $10 into $20 or $30, or better yet, even more, if you invested it right? Imagine earning up to 2% daily, not per annum like the banks, and all you have to do is click three times, anytime, anywhere you have an internet connection. It really is so simple that we have a 98% success rate. To find out more and to claim your $10 risk-free trial, simply go to ProfitClickNow.com. That's ProfitClickNow.com to claim your free $10.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, visit realcountrymix.com. Now, after a massive trip to the USA to record their new album, McAllister Kemp are back with an even bigger sound and some great stories as I catch up with Drew McAllister for our double play today. And I have 50%, would you call it the better half or just a half of McAllister Kemp, Drew McAllister?
G'day, Ben. How you going, mate?
I'm good, buddy. One of the things that I really like about you, Drew, is your skill as a songwriter, not just for McAllister Kemp, but more so for, you know, Australian country generally. You do some amazing co-writes with other people. And how does that writing process work for you?
Oh man, look, I just love writing songs. I mean, performing is one thing, but writing songs is something I've always been really passionate about. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to write with all sorts of different people. And McAllister Kemp is one part of that. And we kind of write for that stuff, being what it is, which is country rock. Then I like to mix it up a bit, man. There's nothing quite like, you know, writing a song and in the session sitting there going, well, you know, 3 hours ago that song didn't exist and now it does. If we're lucky, it'll do something.
Speaking of songs coming to life, you guys have been in Nashville finishing off your album and doing all of that. How was the experience over there? Because that's a whole different beast to Australia.
It sure is. It sure is. No, it was an amazing experience. Our producer, Jeremy Stover, was just the greatest guy to work with. He listened to what we had to say and we listened to what he had to say and we came up with a great product, you know. I mean, this time around we decided we weren't going to purposely write all the songs on the album. We wanted to actually mix it up a bit. So we got to go to ASCAP and sit down with him and a whole bunch of publishers and hear a lot of songs to then cull it down to the 10 we've got. It was a great experience. It's everything I thought it would be. It was really cool.
Almost one of those bucket list moments.
Who would have thought? You know, you get all this way along and you get to go to Nashville and record an album in the town where it all happens.
It actually goes a step further than that, because Big and Rich have taken somewhat of a liking to you guys, and rightly so, And Mr. Rich has taken you under his wing. What an experience.
You know, we met John and Big Kenny at CNC Rocks the Hunter and sort of stayed in touch, and John invited us over to sing at his charity event, the St. Jude's charity event at his house. And we sort of kept in touch, and then we went back to do the album, and he invited us out to watch the Black Crows. Watched the Black Crows, came back to his bus, had a couple of beers, and he said, look, I got a great idea. How about you guys stay on the bus and come with us to Wisconsin, which is, you know, four states away, 15 hours on the bus, and come and do a gig with us. Okay, we got nothing better to do.
Wow.
So we did. We went, oh, this is crazy. It was just the most surreal thing. And there we are, on stage, 15 hours later, singing in front of 35,000 people.
That is absolutely huge. I can't help but feel that some of that's rubbed off in your latest single, Harder to Tame.
Yeah. It's definitely a newer direction for us. And we wanted to make a sonically big album. We've done that, and we wanted the songs to be progressive, but still maintain, you know, what McAllister Kemp is. Harder to Tame was written by a couple of Nashville writers, and it was one of the songs that we heard early on at this ASCAP meeting. We were listening to a whole bunch of different songs. And as soon as we heard it, we all three of us looked at each other and said, yeah, that's definitely going on the album. And it just seemed to fit as the first single and title track to the next album.
I think they actually wrote the song and were thinking of you guys, because from knowing both of you, I actually think Harder to Tame is a very accurate way to describe wrangling you pair. Harder to Tame is actually a perfect way to kick off a fantastic album. Harder to Tame is available for download on iTunes, and we'll be able to get the album when?
So the album gets released, they tell me, on 17th of January.
Very, very nice. I will be there with bells on and cowboy hat, boots, the whole kit and caboodle, ready to go. Ready to party with the team from McAllister Kemp. Thank you so much, Drew McAllister.
Thank you so much, Ben. Talk soon, brother.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Job and a jacked up ride. I smoke tally hoes, yeah, I'm the king of the simple life. I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get off with my boots on. Fill your cup and raise it up and twit to an old spin dusty song. Everybody from all around, show me your country. Get up with my boots on, fill your cup, raise it up. I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on, fill your cup, raise it up, and drink to an old slim dusty song. Get loud, get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on, fill your cup, and raise it up, and drink to an old slim dusty song. Everybody from all around,
Sorensen's Real Country Double Play.
Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was McAlister Kemp, Country Proud, and we'll be posting some MK videos this week on our Real Country Facebook page. If you haven't liked it already, what are you doing? Facebook.com/Real Country. We think it's worth a like. Now on to the multi-platinum award-winning country singer-songwriter Joe DeMessina, who's engaged fans by giving them a voice on her next album, literally. In addition to some Kickstarter contributions appearing on the album as backup vocalists, Joe DeMessina messaged fans asking them to vote on which song they'd like to be the album's first single. Now, in just 10 days, she received over 220,000 impressions, and the fans have spoken. It was a really close call between Peace Sign and A Woman's Rant, but winning the vote for her first radio single is Peace Sign. This is a signature Messina song, with the upbeat country rock fun that she's known for. Joe DeMessina, Peace Sign. Here it is on Real Country.
Just dumb. I thought we had something special. Just last night, I used the word love. He started his email with, "I've got a few things to say. We're just not good together. Take a good day. Okay, if that's the way you want.
Now, if you haven't already, make sure you check out our Facebook page. It's definitely worth a like. It's filled with country stories, news, video clips, and so much more, including some great photos of my antics out in the real world. All of this and so much more is available for you to like or even love if you would like to. Facebook.com/Real Country. Definitely check it out. Still to come on Real Country, Ashley Dallas, Johnny Cash, Sarah Evans, and my chat with one Florida Georgia line and everyone's favourite social country. Up next on Real Country.
Hell yeah!
Can you give me Luke?
This is Luke.
And Duke. This is Bo.
Duke.
We are
Calster Camp.
We're McAllister Kemp, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Oh, yeah! Goo, goo, goo!
I just got the call to jump in my car, no, I won't be staying in tonight. There's a party going on.
If you're a sports lover, and let's face it, everyone loves sport, there's one website you need to remember, sportstalkradio.com.au. Our team of sports experts have the latest news, opinions, results and previews from Australia and around the world, covering every sport you can think of. Except curling. We don't know anything about that. For curling, use a search engine. For everything else in the world of sport, head to sportstalkradio.com.au.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Hi, it's Ashley Monroe here, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Can't wait. But I'm a dollar short in 2 weeks.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, visit realcountrymix.com. Now, my favourite part of the show, because it's your chance to have your say about what you're listening to. It's all about you. Social country. Now, if you want to be part of it, it's really easy. You can find us on Facebook. You can leave us a post there, facebook.com/realcountry. You can also check us out on Twitter at Real Country Mix. You can send us an email via our website, realcountrymix.com. Or if you've got your phone in your hand, give us a buzz on our request line anytime, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Another Harvey Bay link here with an email from Tamara, who's got exceptional taste in country music, by suggesting this track. A highly accomplished fiddle, mandolin, acoustic guitar, banjo player and singer, Tamworth local Ashley Dallas is set to release her debut album, Dancing with a Ghost, at the end of September. Now, becoming a musician and a singer-songwriter has been a bit of a rite of passage for this young artist. Ashley Dallas is the granddaughter of country music icon and country music Roll of Renown recipient Rex Dallas. Ashley, who was 2.5 when she had her first music lesson, was playing the fiddle by age 6. She is a little bit older now, and this is just a ripper tune that's only just come out with a very cool clip that we'll be posting on our Facebook page. This is Ashley Dallas with the first single off her album, Me. What a great suggestion, Tamara.
But
Now, to be part of Social Country, incredibly easy. Pick up the phone. Give us a buzz. We love to hear from you on our request line, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Or if you're sitting in front of your computer, really easy. Head to facebook.com/realcountry. You can leave us a message or a post there. You can also find us on Twitter at Real Country Mix, or just go to our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, on the way to the airport, my driver gingerly asked me what sort of music I'd like to listen to, and then jumped straight into, would Johnny Cash be okay? That is the best suggestion I have ever heard in a car. We both decided that one of our favourite Johnny Cash tracks is Boy Named Sue. So this is a top suggestion from Brad at Bayview Limousines. Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue. Just love it.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die. I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, because I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Did you know that you can get your very own copy of Real Country that you can listen to in its entirety at your convenience? That could be at 2 in the morning. It could be at 5 in the afternoon. It could be sneakily during work hours that your boss doesn't know about. It could be absolutely any time, and it is absolutely free as well. Again, lots of free stuff. We're in a giving mood today. All you need to do is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice, and you can get the podcast for Real Country absolutely free. Not only this show, but our past shows and some great bonus content as well. Simply go to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice, search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, click download and subscribe, and you will never miss a Real Country episode again. And on top of that, you can even share it with your friends and you can be the coolest person in the office, guaranteed. Anyway, moving right along. After the break, we'll be chatting to multi-award-winning duo and CMA nominees and playing their Billboard charting track that had Taylor Swift, Keith Urban and Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles buzzing on Twitter. Who is it? What's the song? You can find out this and so much more after this break.
Hi, it's Pauline Hanson here, and if you're not listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, I want a Please Explain.
BehindTheWheel.com.au is not only your favourite destination for the latest car news and reviews, but now you can shop online. Just go to BehindTheWheel.com.au and click on Our Shop, and you'll have access to thousands of car-related products. Whether it's something for your engine or your iPod, you'll find it at the Behind the Wheel shop. So next time you're looking for a review, why not look for a bargain too? Head to BehindTheWheel.com.au.
If you think finance providers are all the same, well, you obviously haven't dealt with Go Car Loans. Go Car Loans specialises in customer service, and that makes all the difference. With Go Car Loans, you'll receive personal service tailored to your individual needs, with the focus being on getting exactly the right loan to suit your circumstances. So whether it's time to trade in, trade up, or refinance, make sure you talk to Go Car Loans first. They have consultants available for you 7 days a week on 1300 884 075. Or apply online at gocarloans.com.au. Go Car Loans. They'll give you the green light.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, you can visit our website. You know what it is, realcountrymix.com. Now, did you work out before the break who I was talking about? I was talking about hot country rock newcomers Florida Georgia Line. They've got their great album, Here's to the Good Times, that is out now, and the title couldn't be more fitting. They've catapulted into the top 15 at country radio Billboard charting single, as well as top 5 on the iTunes country charts. And that's all thanks to their gold certified in both the US and Canada debut smash, Cruise. Now, the tune does have infectious lyrics, a buoyant melody, and as I alluded to before, it has superstars Taylor Swift, Keith Urban, and Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles buzzing on Twitter. And we asked them, what's it like to be part of the evolution of country music?
You know, I'm excited about where country music's going, man. You know, I mean, music in general, all genres, is ever-evolving. You look at, you know, Hank Williams Sr. to Hank Jr. to Alabama to Garth Brooks, it's never really the same. And I think that's it's in a cool spot, you know. There's a lot of different writers and a lot of different artists that are coming out and, you know, have so many different influences, and you get them in a room and it's going to sound like a fresh sound, and I think that's really cool.
Baby, your song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Hey, baby. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top, South Georgia water, thought, oh good Lord, she had them long tan legs, couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, your song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, but look a hell of a lot better with you up in there. So baby, your song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you.
Now, this next artist has a career spanning 16 years. I'm talking about Sarah Evans. She's achieved 5 Billboard number one country singles, 2 Billboard number one country albums, and has also won awards from Billboard, the Academy of Country Music, the Country Music Association, and Broadcast Music Incorporated, BMI. Sarah Evans will make her first ever trip to Australia this September, October, supporting Alan Jackson's national tour, and she'll also be performing at CMC Rocks North Queensland 2013. Slow Me Down is the single that I'll be playing right now. It is the first single from Sarah's forthcoming 7th studio album. Here it is, just for you, on Real Country. This is Sarah Evans, Slow Me Down.
Wheels are turning in my mind. Don't wanna leave, but I'm at this time. Seconds from whispering goodbye. Yeah, the wheels are turning in my mind.
Something you still need to say. You need to say it now.
turning in my mind. Don't wanna leave, but I might this time. If all that's left to do is walk away, then baby, I'm as gone as yesterday. But if there's something you still need to say, you need to say it now. You need to say it now. Oh, you need to say it now. Hurry up and slow me down.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is your lot for the week from me here at Harvey Bay. And we'd love you to continue the country conversation on social media. All you need to do is like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Real Country is the best place to do that. That is our Alive Hip Hop and Happening Facebook page. So definitely check it out. Some great videos that we will be posting from today's show. Also, you can find us on Twitter if you're a tweeter, at Real Country Mix. You can also visit our website, realcountrymix.com, and you can do a whole heap of great stuff there, including downloading our podcast. You can also do that on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. So many things to remember, so many things to do. Hopefully that'll keep you occupied for a week until we see you right back here at the same time, the same place, for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You know business could be better. You know you need more skills, but you also know you haven't got time to learn those skills, go to workshops or listen to webinars. Don't stress. Listen to Business Success Radio for all the latest ideas to make your business a success. Get your business on track with the right advice from dozens of Australia's leading business experts in your office, your car or on your phone. Go to businesssuccessradio.com.au and click the Listen Live button. Business Success Radio. Your business, your radio.
It stands to reason that the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are, at carsguide.com.au. So, if it's time to say goodbye to your vehicle, you now know exactly where to head. It's quick and easy. Just get a free online ad for your car at carsguide.com.au or find even more potential buyers by choosing a print and online listing. Better still, as soon as you list your car, your ad will be emailed directly to buyers who are actively looking for your particular make and model. How good is that? All you need to do to get your car sold is visit carsguide.com.au, because the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are.